Scripture is telling us that in Ecclesiastes, that man is mad. And from what the wisdom, the thing that has been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there's no new thing under the sun. Good morning, everyone. Glad you're all here. The Lord's Day. Happy Day. Thank you, Father, for the life that you have and the opportunities that you have to share the life of your Son in heaven. To be a blessing and an opportunity of life and give glory to your name. We pray for this in the name of Jesus. Amen. With all in the days left for them, is there anything that God has not anticipated? There is no new thing under the sun. Surely, yes, if all the days commit to God, God can handle our predicament that appears to threaten our existence. He can save us from ourselves according to his sovereignty. He saw that in the beginning, he made all things from nothing. No one else can make that claim. And furthermore, he has continued to sustain all things that he created. Through the agencies of nature, God is working day by day, hour by hour, day by day, to keep us alive, to build us and restore us. When any part of the body sustains injury, a healing process is begun. Nature's agencies are still at work to restore consciousness. But the power working through these agencies is the power of God. When one recovers from disease, it is God who restores him. Sickness, suffering, and death are the work of another power. Satan is the restorer. God is the restorer. But because of our sin and this management that we fear of a command, has been called the human element.
Groaneth and travaileth in pain together.
The article is titled, Underestimating the Challenges of Avoiding a Ghastly Future. To my office, the link on our website, you can look at the main page for the future for this year to get that information. Long-term activities involving extravagant use and abuse of natural resources have led to a decline in human and animal life and the destruction of their environment. Our well-being and survival depend on the health of the natural world that God gave us as taken as his love for us to care. The earth is our life support system, our body, our home, our team. We only have one Bible to play with, it's our home. The paper was written to advise world leaders of the seriousness of our environmental issues. The scale of the stress is difficult to even expect to appreciate. Our consumption of resources and damage to the environment increases with the population. We need to be better prepared for impending disasters. Climate change is now being addressed by our system. Scientists need to give voice to these issues with the urgency they deserve before our leaders in the public. Our leaders have been unable to bring about the necessary changes, having to deal with other issues, smaller water for their attention, which will not be what is best for the environment. And they have not had the cooperation of leaders of other countries and cross-party lines to work together. Thus, our region's condition makes it even more difficult to acquire helpful meals for the challenge at hand. For example, in 2019, 212 environmental activists were killed because of their efforts to discourage exploitation of the environment. We have lost nature, the short-term our existence has everything to do with our taking care of our needs. Back to the diagram, we need food, water, and other kinds of products. Our industry, our food and energy production, our water and air, we all these occupants can produce carbon dioxide. Land and water produce food, water, and other kinds of products. But apparently, not enough. And as our creator declared, plants use carbon dioxide and produce the oxygen that we need. It could be a balanced system that keeps on working and working. However, as civilization advances, we develop pheromones that cutting it with buildings and trading with soil. Then, the ground is no longer biologically active, and we save and get more oxygen. Thus, we help the supply and use of the land, increasing the input that they need, or whatever we use of resources, which sets them up for jobs, work, and future.
Take
this population and the amount of fish that is coming up from us, and eventually the fish in that area will not be there. And it's sort of been done because those organisms have a specific role in the environment that we little understand. You cannot operate in a world too long before sentence gets broken. The world of life is like a complex organism comprised of many parts performing innumerable functions that are related to even more innumerable ways that we little understand. Whenever a scientist do experiments, it's a relatively simple thing, and many times the unexpected results come about. So we're messing with something that's something more complex. Consider, would you want a soldier to spin a wheel and randomly select one of your organs to remove? But of course, being a good person, you would give this job and to do the most for a while of your journey. Biodiversity refers to the variety of life on Earth. Quote, biodiversity is the foundation of ecosystem services to which human well-being is ultimately linked. No feature of Earth is more complex, dynamic, and varied than the layer of living organisms that occupy its surfaces and its skin. And no feature is experiencing more dramatic change at the hands of humans than this extraordinary, singularly new feature of Earth. This layer of living organisms is a mystery. Is a collective metabolic activity that is innumerable times in the last few microbes, physical and chemical, unites the atmosphere, the geosphere, and the hydrosphere into one environmental system, within which millions of species, including humans, have thrived. Breathable air, potable water, soil water, productive land, bountiful food, the equitable climate that holds recent history and other ecosystem services, a manifestation of the workings of life, the very workings of our lives. It follows that large-scale human influences over this dilemma have tremendous impact on human well-being. It also follows that the nature of these impacts, good or bad, is within the power of humans to influence and destroy. Of course, there were reasons that our situation came about. For one commentary, emphasized that we need to understand what motivated practices in those areas and make it feasible for them to do the right thing. On the one hand, we are told to repurpose, to recycle, and repair if possible in order to protect the environment. But Christianity is opposed to growth and progress in industry, so how can we reconcile this? All these problems do not come about overnight. There are powerful players in this equation that benefit from so-called progress. And so environmental issues are the way to
Disregarding
when the home, from a simple view of life that must be done,
Thank you.